Lori is going to start today. Since she goes last tomorrow, she's going to go first today.
Okay. So have you guys seen all the chic Olympic wear they have going on the Olympics?
Very chic Hugo Boss stuff, right?
It's Ralph Lauren.
Okay. I'm way off. Okay.
Yeah. So just to go through some of the other day, Martha Stewart had this really cute sweater on, this USA sweater with a little white collar underneath. It was a blue sweater.
Okay.
But she was with Snoop Dogg at figure skating. You know, those two are everywhere together.
Yeah,
they do a little eating thing all the time and, you know, whatever.
Kind of getting a little over it. Not going to lie.
I'm over it. Yeah.
It was funny when it first started.
Yeah,
out,
I'm kind of tired of the Snoop Dogg ordeal. But anyway.
so am I. Thank you for mentioning. What does he do?
That's what Enrique said, too. He's like, I'm over it.
He doesn't do...
They're like, hey, here's Snoop Dogg on a sled. I'm like, it's not that cool.
And he's like, hey, this is cool. You know, and it's just like, okay. Well, you know, even when he does some interviews, they're just like, he's just not that good.
It was a cool novelty at first.
It was.
He's got a great person. Like, I like his vibe.
He's
it's funny.
Fine. He always looks cool, you know, but
it's
I'm
over.
Done.
Yeah.
Anyway, so these sweaters are like $368. For the cheapest one, but there are some lookalikes at Sam's Club for $15.
Sam's?
Yeah, and some at Amazon for $37 with a USA teddy bear on them. You can get those. Are cool.
No, you got to go to Sam's.
My favorite is the opening ceremony white coat. Did you guys see those cool coats they had?
I want one.
They're called toggle white coats.
Love a toggle.
They're $2,000.
Jeez.
Yes, and the down puffer jacket, those white puffer jackets.
Love a puff.
$5.98.
Okay.
So, yeah, and I'm going for the cool USA beanie, you know, with the little flag, the beanies.
Yeah.
$110.
Oh, my God.
So I'm on the line, the Ralph Lauren collection line. They're all sold out.
Oh, I thought you meant you were on the phone line with Ralph Lauren.
No, the website. Yeah.
Ralph Lauren. Choice.
Hey, Ralph, could you send me a beanie?
It's on the Hochberg, Team Hochberg phone line, Ralph Lauren.
You know, Snoop's got enough stuff. Give me something.
Yeah.
So anyway, just to go through a few of those cool clothes. But maybe they'll restock and hopefully you can buy a beanie.
The jackets were
phenomenal.
Were good. Those
I
look
love
good.
Them.
I
yeah.
know. If only we were rich. Okay. Well, we're rich in heart or something. Bob, what do you got for us here today?
I think that Florida Representative Greg Stube was listening to you on the radio. I think he probably was.
Oh, and why is this?
Well, he has proposed something called half daylight saving time, which I think is something that you and I contrived in our many conversations about. Daylight saving time.
He wants to thread the needle between the two sides?
He's going to thread the needle. His proposal is to have daylight saving time. Instead of springing forward an hour or falling back an hour, is to do it by the half hour.
Smart.
Split the difference.
Split that difference.
I think we should just pick one and stay there. We don't need to. If we do the half hour, then we just stay there.
Yeah. That's, I think, what that would be what the proposal is, right?
Right.
Or is he still saying go forward and back
He's
a half
saying
hour?
Forward and backward a half hour each time. Half hour delay. Yeah.
No. Spring forward, do it a half hour, and we're done forever with this.
Well,
now, that'll mess up our time zones. So like,
well, right. It is a little bit easier when you're talking, you know, the times I talk to people in Europe, it's like, well, it's still, you know, it's, what is it, 5 o'clock here, almost 5 o'clock, so it's almost midnight there. Yeah, we would have different minutes.
Oh, that would
be
good.
Weird. Yeah.
Well, my plan just fell apart in front of my face there a little bit, Bob. Well,
I'm just glad he's listening to our show.
You know, I appreciate
it. It's your show.
Oh,
the
God,
show.
Well, it's Lisa's show, and we're just, you know, we're just.
And I think we talked about it when I was on Middays and you were on Middays filling in.
Yeah, so it wasn't even that show. So.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I'm glad. I appreciate you listening. Everyone's welcome on the boat. Kevin. Help us out, buddy. What
well,
we got
I have
last?
An Olympic-related story.
Okay.
You may have missed it. It was early, early, early this morning. I think we touched on it a week or so ago about a new event, the ski mountaineering. SkiMo for short. Did I talk about this with you, John?
No, not me.
They haven't showed it, have they?
I haven't. I just saw it early this morning, some highlights. But the event for the first time ever, essentially what this is, it's an ascent uphill with skis on. And they have something called skins on them, which helps for the grip. But basically, they climb uphill with the skis, then they take off their skis, and there's a foot section to keep going up the hill, the mountain, and then they put the skis back on, and then they go downhill. So basically, the race is you're climbing uphill and then skiing down.
Do they shoot anyone at the bottom of it?
There's no shooting. There's not a biathlon. There's nothing involved. But
are you together with other people when you
there
go?
There are different ones. They kind of go up like a diamond figure going up the hill, up the mountain. There were some relays, but Switzerland won the gold
in
women's, was that?
In women's SkiMo?
But anyways, it was pretty cool to see. And it's could you imagine, I mean, how excruciating that has to be? You're climbing the mountain, you're running up the mountain, and then you're skiing down the mountain, all while racing others. Also, one us, Alonso Rodriguez from Spain took bronze. She competed on a torn ACL. So big God. Olympics for torn ACLs. Apparently, you don't need them for skiing.
Apparently, or at least
you
going
don't need
up.
Them for anything.
It's going up.
Let's get rid of our ACLs, everybody.
It's ski mountaineering. Keep an eye on it. They call it SkiMo for short. I think there might be another event tomorrow, but look for the highlights. Pretty cool event.
I'd have to watch it to judge entirely. Something about climbing up the hill doesn't seem that exciting to me.
But you're holding your skis, right?
No, they have skis on for most of it going up. They have these skins on them, they call them. That helps a little bit with the grip, and then they take them off, and then
Velcro.
They ski down.
Yeah, they got some Velcro.
Yeah.
So, they're not shooting anything I'm not watching. Still the strangest thing in the world.
It is.
They have one in the summer where they shoot, too, right?
Yeah, I think
so. It's like a die cat, like a 10 events in one, and randomly you got to pull out a gun and shoot something. I don't know.
Right.
Okay, well, that's SkiMo, everybody. And that's our newsroom sound check. All right, we got to take a break. We'll have news coming up from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Oh, we're going to play a game and give away some tickets, a lot of them. If you know movie taglines, call on in a little bit. I'll tell you when. It'll be around 5:18. We'll do that after this and the news on WGN.